Dear listeners, we have loaded you down today with news about mad cows and global destruction. So here is a little musical interlude. Critic Christian Bordahl reviews Missy Elliott's chart-topping album of 2003, This Is Not a Test. You might want to turn the bass down for this one. It's possible you're going to blow out a speaker.
Hip-hop better wake up.
Two great things about hip-hop. First, it can have a sense of humor. Now, you never get humor in other pop music, except maybe on novelty songs by people like Weird Al Yankovic. And second, it can be topical and political and thought-provoking, which is something else you never hear in straight pop on the radio anymore. On her new CD, This Is Not a Test, Missy Elliott is not afraid, as usual, to dial into the comic, as she does on tracks like Toys, about the embarrassment of getting recognized while buying sex gadgets, and Let Me Fix My Weave. Missy also likes to get serious with a message sometimes, and while the impulse I think comes from the right place, she's no Eminem, and the result can come off sounding kind of superficial. Here's the song Wake Up, which features a guest appearance by rapper Jay-Z.
It's time to get serious. Black people all areas. Who gon' carry us? It ain't time to bury us. Cause music be our first love. Say I do, let's cherish it. If you don't got a gun, it's alright. If you're making legal money, it's alright. If you gotta keep your clothes on, it's alright. You ain't gotta sell your little phone, it's alright. And your wheels don't spin, it's alright. And you gotta wear them jeans again, it's alright. Yeah, if you try it, oh well, it's alright. MC, stop the beef, let's sell, it's alright.
The reason I played that track is not so much for the rap as for that weird, intensely minimalist, deconstructed groove. That's the specialty of her longtime co-producer and music partner, Tim Mosley, better known as Timbaland. They had their first big success together, writing and producing some songs for the late R&B singer Aaliyah in 96. And they continued their collaboration on Missy's first solo album, Super Duper Fly, which came out in 97. And every new record since then, Missy and Timbaland always seem to manage to write at least one big dance hit. Songs like Hot Boys, Get Your Freak On, and Work It. Now, they're not my favorite songs of hers. They're not as distinctive as some of the duo's stronger songs. They're really just there to get the party started and sell some records. The party starter, by the way, on This Is Not a Test, Missy's fifth album, is a track called Pass That Dutch. It's another great groove, but the hook's a little thin for a hit single.
Hey, 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 what's happening? Hypnotic in my drink, that's right. Shake your ass till it sink, that's right. Mr. Moe's on the beat, that's right. Put it down for the streets, that's right.
Overall, the material on This Is Not a Test sometimes feels a little thrown together. You know, Missy works a lot these days as a producer and songwriter with everyone from Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey to Lil' Kim and Ginuwine. So maybe she would have benefited from spending a little more time on her own project? Well, that said, Missy often manages to carry off even the weaker raps just with the power of her style and personality. Of course, she's best known for being kind of raunchy, sexually explicit, strong black femme C. Misdemeanor, takes what she wants from her man, she calls her own shots, and she doesn't apologize to anyone for being full-sized and sexy. Check out this lyric. Down south girls got them real big butts. Real big butts make your man want to look. Back it up, flip it up, skinny girls, ugh! Okay, I guess she does a little better than I do. Go, Missy!
Down south girls got them real big butts. Real big butts make your man wanna look. Back it up, flip it up, skinny girls, ugh.
Music critic Christian Bordahl with a review of Missy Elliott's new album, This Is Not a Test. This is Day to Day from NPR News.